I've had it tough. I've had it tough when it comes like to relationships and shit. It's rough for me, you know, like I can't get it right. Every guy I like don't like me. Guys like me, I don't like them. It's fucked up. Even guys that I don't even want to fuck with, still try to fuck with me. Let me tell you something. I got a friend, right? He's, what would you call him? He's 1 foot tall. He's a, you know, they say little person or whatever the fuck. But like, I say like a fruit fly because he got like 2 weeks to live. You know what I mean? Like, he hanging on by a thread. So, I mean, don't get tight on me. You ain't never seen an old midget. So just calm down. So, he's my friend. I've been friends with him for 7 years. I love him. Okay, he's a good friend of mine. Whatever, whatever. So he's always complaining about being single, this and that, this and that. So I said, okay, fine, I'm going to hook you up with somebody. Now, I hook him up with a friend of mine who's also complaining about being single. She just happened to have cerebral palsy, right? Stop. All right? Please. Don't feel bad for them. Feel bad for me because I'm a fully able person hanging out with a midget and a bitch with cerebral palsy. Okay? This is where the sympathy goes over here. So... I hooked the two of them up on a date. Next day, I call him to find out how the date went. I said, well, you know, like, did you like it? She's a beautiful girl, everything. Well, I don't know why you would hook me up with a girl that got cerebral palsy. And I had to look at the phone. I was like, did this nigga grow over the phone? You 0 feet tall and you complaining about a bitch because she got cerebral palsy? I don't know. Fuck her in between the shakes. But you a midget. Do you understand? Like, I'm telling you, like, honest to God, men think no matter what the fuck they look like, they deserve a dime piece. I'm telling you what it is, and it's because the number system is off. Because women, you know, men is in the looks and shit. Women, we just want somebody to hold us and love us. That's why he hugging you to death. So, you know, it's like just hold me, let me. And guys are like, oh, what she look like? Blah, 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 blah. And then women are not, we're not doing the number system right. Because I see a lot of women who are tens with guys who are like fives. And then if I'm a five, that means I got to fuck with a nigga that's a -7 because all the fives is gone. He said that about girl. I said, no, fuck him. Let him do his own thing. So I said, I'm just going to be his friend. I'm not fucking with him. Let him be alone. So a couple months later, we hanging out. We on the couch at his house hanging out, right? And I kept my titties in this time. And we hanging out. We was watching TV. Because we like to sit down and watch TV. We like to laugh and stuff and watch TV and stuff. We used to like to take walks and shit together. But, you know, every time we walked outside, we looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito and twins. So we sitting on the couch just hanging out, we watching TV, and then a commercial break comes on, and he says, well, you know, he turns the volume down, he says, well, you know, I've been thinking about this for a while, I have something to tell you, I didn't know how to tell you, I'm just a little nervous, and I said, well, just tell me, you're my friend, you tell me whatever you want, he goes, well, I think I'm falling for you, and then, you know, I was like, wow, because, I mean, how much more can he fall, you know what I mean? So I was concerned for his neck, so... He says, I think I'm falling for you. And so I'm thinking, like, I didn't know what to do. He caught me off guard. I never thought about him like that. You know, I don't think I like him. I don't know. I've never seen him face to face before. So how could I know? So I'm sitting there. I'm trying to be a nice person now and think, like, you know, oh, I don't want to hurt his feelings. Let me be nice to him. What can I say to kind of get him off my track, you know? And as I'm thinking of something nice to say, I'm really thinking, like, how can I just let him down real easy? He said, you know, but I have to let you know, it was very difficult for me to tell you this because you're not my type. And I was thinking to myself, I said, what the fuck did he just say? Now, he done already said something about my cerebral palsy, bitch. And now he telling me I'm not his type. I said, whoa. I said, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I said, what the fuck you mean I'm not your type? He said, well, you just not the type of girl that I would like. I said, well, what type of girl do you like? What's your type? He said, well, I like light-skinned girls with long hair and light eyes. I said, well, nigga, that's a unicorn to your ass. pussy and run. In a second, I went from not giving a fuck about this dude to not liking him to all I want to do is fuck him. You understand? This is how some women get trapped. Like, the guys will, like, say some shit and it will rock your world, and now all I want to do is fuck this midget. And I'm like, you know, I'm out here watching midget porn because I don't know how to do, you know, how do you do it? How do you do it? You gotta put thought into it. I can't just go fuck him, you know? I'm a big girl. I jump on top of him. He get lost in my pussy. That's how the Lord of the Rings got started. Only difference is this time he'll actually be inside Precious. But I can put it on me too. I've never thought about, like, you have to, has anybody ever thought about fucking a midget in here? It's complicated, I'm sure. I'm like, I don't know. Do I have somebody dwarf toss him into my pussy? Like, I don't know. Do I lift his legs up like I'm changing a baby's diaper? I don't know. To this day, I still want to fuck him. He's got a huge dick. A huge dick. Oh, the midgets got big dicks. The Lord snatched one thing from him, but he gave him a lot of the other thing. I call him tripod, okay?